You ready to start? Rashi and Chumash says on the Pasuk Ach Vayayim Arishat Hashvisu. We are very excited about this because in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the emes is, time and again, as the sugya develops, if you would have read the Pasuk, you could have read it to mean Shivas Yomim Matzah Shtechelu, the 7 days from Tesvav to Chafalev. Ach Vayayim Harishon, on the first of those 7 days, and in Yiddishkeit, the first of those 7 days, as all days, start at 7 p.m., and then more, if you're going to get karas, if you eat it, anyone from the Yom Harishon at Yom HaShvi, and Tashbisu in that Pshutoy Shel Mikra would have meant, Bimash B'Sechametz Gnoi Punk at 7 p.m., entering the Leil Tesvav. If it takes 17 minutes, L'mosh, to burn the chametz, would you do it at 6:43? Or would you do it at, 7 o'clock? We talked about it, but that's the issue. Zok Rashi and Chumash. Tashbisu b'yom rishoy. Zok Rashi no may erev yontif. Oy eino yela b'yontif atzmoy on leil tesvav. Zok Rashi loy sishchar al chametz dam zifri. Of all pshat and Rashi brings Rava / Rav Yishmael. Because yesterday we finally got to a brisa with three tanoim, which someone asked. Well, Chayre, the Gemara should have right away brought this brisa, three tanoim. How many with Rava, Abaye, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak? Flat out, we have a brisa. The emes is, I was shown today in the Mechilta, in Parshas Boy. It brings these three shittas. Rav Yishmael, Rav Yoinason, instead of Rav Akiva, it says Rav Yoinason, and instead of Rav Yoisi, it says Rav Yoisi Aglili. More about that later. But the Braisa says the various proofs that we get to the conclusion that Tashbisu in fact means the day before Yudalud Nisan. And when on the day before Yudalud Nisan? Maybe all the way back Leil Yudalud when we're doing Bedika? Maybe Mitzafra? No, Achalok. That's the setup. But we're holding now specifically in Rava, which is the one Rashi brings in Chumash, and it's also the Rav Yishmael in the Braisa. And the Nakud is like this, we ended with a Chakir yesterday, it's very important. I want to suggest an option, possibility, but I want to stress it with the whole Knesh. Ulai Yesh Lahatzia, not like Rashi and Chumash. That Rava, in fact, if you would ask him, when does Tashbisu start? Without blinking, 7 p.m., Erev Pesach, from Chatzois, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6:58 in the afternoon. There's no Tashbisu yet. Tashbisu starts on Tesvav, by Yom Harish and Tashbisu. Tell me, is there karetz if you eat chametz at 6:58? No. Is there karetz? No. Bepashtus, is there Bal Yirah? Loaded question. Sorry. But is there karetz? No. And Rava would insist there's no Tashbisu, because Be'emes, the Pasuk means, Ach Vayayim Arishon Tashbisu on the first of the 7 days, when the first of the 7 days start, and it starts at 7 p.m. So why is it that Chometz is also to have starting from Chatzos? A different Makar, nothing to do with Tashbisu. It's because the Halakha Torah says, Leisishchan al Chometz Dam Zifchi, it also says, Leisizbach al Chometz Dam Zifchi, this Pasuk is twice, once in Mishpatim, once in Kisisa, and we explained yesterday at length that it's important to stress it, even at this stage in the Sugya. Avada, there's a bazundara personal law that if your Chabura pumped Shechted the Karban Pesach at 4:15, then yes, on 4:14, Fakol Sababa, but at 4:15, the Shechet, and maybe the specific Ben Chabura that has the Chametz, it's a whole Balagan, who's exactly over, the Shechet, or even if he doesn't have Chametz and he's not even a member of the Chabura, or the member of the Chabura that has the Chametz, or whoever it is, the Shechet or the Ben Chabura, at 4:15, Kol Chad V'Chad Kishochet is alive, their Taka is. But besides that, we also learn another din. Zman Shechita, at the time when the Zman Shechita starts, and when does Zman Shechita start, even Zman Hazeh, we hope, and Miyachla Lebeis HaMikdash, this from Chatzos, that's why it's us that comes from Chatzos. Now, if you choose this chat, you have to realize we're saying it one last time, but it's important for the Knesh. Tashbisu Man Dachar Shmei, there's no Tashbisu. Tashbisu starts at 7 p.m. There's a Bazundara Isra of Lois Ishchat. The other option in Rava, which is more meduyik in the Rabbi Yishmael or the Braisa, which is more meduyik in Rashi and Chumash, and there are many Rishonim like this, it's a giloy that we go back and say, once we see Lois Sishchat is talking that this Chometz already asked for an Erev Pesach, that's Megala that Tashbisu starts from Chatzos. And how do we know Tashbisu is from Chatzos? From Achalak. I want to tell you something. How do you know, like Rava, that the Isser starts punk from Chatzos? Maybe at 2 in the afternoon, maybe already at 11 o'clock in the morning. Where'd you get the idea of Daka from Chatzos? Now, until now, we were always Achalak, especially with the gematria, that Achalak doesn't just mean mixas mutter, mixas aser. It genoi means mixas chetzi. Ach is the oisius chetz. But if you're going with Rava, careful now. Lemoshel, I handled it with the stoilem. Toises muches, it's not exactly chatzois. The carbon pesach lechatchila can't be shechted till after you shech the carbon tamid, and the carbon tamid has to start from chatzois. So when exactly are you allowed to shech the carbon pesach? I don't know, a few minutes afterwards, let's assume, I'll pick a number out, a good number, 17 minutes after Chatzos is when you finally finish with the Talmud, maybe that's when it should start. Maybe. Tosfos gives a kvetch, the Rabban, the Yevet, it's good. No, but what do you mean that? It goes back to the Achalak. And the Emes says those are the two ways to learn. A big Mara Mokim to this Mahalach, not like Rashi and Chumash, is the Raivin in Hilchis Chometz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. The Rambam in Hilchis Chometz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, which we know, that Rabbi Yehuda paskins that there's a lav doi raisa to eat chametz from chatzos. Shenemar, pasuk in re'ei, lo yisoichal olav chametz. Don't eat chametz when it's time to shepherd Karban Pesach. So no eating chametz anymore after chatzos. It's an isser achila, no karas, a lav, probably isser hana as well, lo yisoichal olav chametz. The Rambam passes like that and says, if you eat chametz erev Pesach, you get malchus. Zok the Raivin, ma pidom, amar Avram. We pass like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of that din. So what is the halacha about eating chametz? And then the Raivin says, get ready, here's the knesh. The Raivin doesn't say it like this, but we're saying that he says it like this. We're not going with the Baal HaMoros Machaneh, that according to Rav Shimon, you could actually, it's mutter to eat chametz erev Pesach. It's even a mitzvah. No, says the Raivin, I'm not going there. There's no deraisa b'feirish lav l'sechel olav chametz. But you better not be eating chametz. Because if you can't have chametz, then avad, you shouldn't be eating chametz. And how do I know you can't have chametz, says the Raivin? From one of two sources. Either from Tashvisu, that's one source, or from l'sechel olav chametz. What does he mean, or from Leisaychal Olav Chametz? Leisaychal Olav Chametz, if you learn that way, it's not its own makar, it's Megal and Tashbisu. I mean, he could have said, Tashbisu from Abayu, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rava, Rav Yishmal, Rav Kiv, Rav Yossi. The Gemara has seven pshatim.
No, it's not Leisaychal,
but Leisishchat. Thank you, Leisishchat. Leisishchat, Al Chametz Dam Zifri. Thank you, he doesn't hold a Leisaychal. He holds like Rav Shimon, but he says, Leisishchat Al Chametz Dam Zifri. Thank you for correcting me. Now, the Raivin, you see that there's a lot of Leisishchat. Now this is a little bit of a chiddush, but you know, we've always been talking that if Tashbisu starts from Chatzos, but when does Bal Yirah start? We're going to come back to this still as the sugya develops. There are those that say Bal Yirah crook in the sif, 7 days, no 7 1/4 thingies. There's no Bal Yirah till 7 p.m. 7 days is 7 days, but we have a Rashi and Daf Dalet that there's a Bal Yirah from Chatzos. Rashi and Baba Kamachov test Bal Yirah from Chatzos. We've been muttering on this Rashi because there's a stira from Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to still talk about. The Rosh Yosef wants to say that Rashi doesn't, this is a big chiddush. When Rashi says this Bal Yirah from Chatzos, he doesn't mean Bal Yirah. Bal Yirah starts from the night. He means the lav of Lesishchat. It doesn't say Lesishchat, it says Bal Yirah. Bal Yirah means there's a lav. You know, we already said from Rabbi Asher Arieli that Bal Yirah, Rashi doesn't mean Bal Yirah, he means the lav of Tashbisu. Tashbisu also has a lav. The Rosh Yosef wants to know, it's the lav of Lesishchat. But now we have to get involved in an akuda like this. The Shagasari has a question. We want to correlate and compare Leisishchat and Tashbisu. Says who? Maybe Tashbisu starts at night and Leisishchat starts 6 hours earlier. Is it so poshut that the Gedarim, this is an important question, of Leisishchat al Chametz and the Gedarim of Tashbisu should be the same? Says the Shagasari, teasingly, they're not the same. And I'll give you a few examples. The Spitz example that the Shagasari says is, get ready for this. You know, when to be over Leisishchat, it's only over if the chametz is in the azara. Did you know that? It's a machlekes of Yechon Rishlakes. Rishlakes says you only over Leisishchat if the shoychet checks the carbon and someone in the chabura owns chametz. Where is the chametz? In the azara. The chametz is not in the azara, you're not over Leisishchat. That's a Gemara of Azayz of Rishlakes. Rabbi Yechon argues, and the way most Achrayim learn, Rabbi Yechon argues, it doesn't have to be in the azara. It could be anywhere in Yerushalayim. Anywhere in Yerushalayim. That's how they want to learn in Rabbi Yechon. Some of first, maybe in the whole world, but let's assume in Rabbi Yechon, anyone in Yerushalayim. So when are you over Leisishchat? Only if the chametz is in the Azara or in Yerushalayim. When are you over Tashbisu, according to many Rishonim? Only if the chametz is in your house. A lot of Rishonim hold that the chametz is not in your Rishus, you're not over Bal Yirah. And Tashbisu and all that, Machaneh. Frech Shagasari, how could you compare that you're saying, oh, if it starts from Kassoy, it starts from Kassoy. These two chametzes? I know, chametz is chametz. There's matz and chametz is the bad thing. I get it. But it's not the same chametz. Chametz of Leisishchat is only when it's in the Azara, not in your house. Chametz of Tashbisu, Bal Yirah, is only when it's in your house. How could you tell me, oh, you hung up that, oh, the Gedarim have to be the same. The Gedarim have to be the same. The Gedarim aren't the same. The Gedarim don't even overlap. Challenge, could you even find me a case of chametz that's both Leisishchat and Tashbisu? Like Rish Lakish, Azara.
Live in the Azara.
You can't live in the Azara. Reb Chaim Oizer, Rav Shai Gazari asks this kasha. Rav Chaim Moshe says, what's the problem? It's in your pocket. You're in the Azara, the chametz is in your pocket. In your Azara, chametz is in your pocket. Now, that's a weird case, but he says, okay, but don't tell me he's not shy. But you know what? We still have to kvetch oys the Shai Gazari's kasha. The two chametzes are not overlapping. Another example the Shai Gazari gives, it's a very complex sugya, and it's a sugya we didn't do yet, but just to bring out the point. Chametz of a goy, does Bal Yirah? No, chametz of a sishchat? Well, I hope the goy is not part of the chabur. That he's not supposed to be, we did that, how are we? But chametz of a goy that you will makabel achrais, it's a gemara later on, we haven't done it yet, but I want to talk about it. Chametz of a goy, that's you took a chrais, you're a shomer, you took a chrais to be pekodin of a goy. Is there Bal Yirah? A few facts I want to know. It's a gemara later on, this Bal Yirah. Careful, is there tashbisu? Is there tashbisu? Big machlekes rishonim, there are rishonim that hold there's no tashbisu. There's Bal Yirah, but there's no tashbisu. Is there lois sishchat? Again, big machlekes rishonim, the Shagasari assumes there is. Frank the Shagasari, we have a problem. Chametz of a guy, there's lois sishchat, but there's no tashbisu. You see, these two chametzes don't overlap. Another, this is a really wacky one. Is there lois sishchat on Pesach Sheni? There's lois sishchat on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, a guy that's bringing makir of Pesach Sheni, and a member of the Chabura has chametz, there's a lot of lois sishchat. There's no tashbisu on Pesach Sheni. Lois sishchat, and it's not a different lois sishchat, it's that lois sishchat. The Gemara has a miyat, I think, at the end of it. There's no lois sishchat on Pesach Sheni, don't misquote me, but it's a topic. Says the Shai Gazari, this is one theme. How could you compare Rava, and you want to flow it in that the Gedarim of tashbisu are tali and the Gedarim of lois sishchat? They're not tali. As far as location, they're exclusively a part of each other. Lois sishchat is only in the Azara, or Yerushalayim. Tashbisu is only in your house. Pesach Sheni, there's no tashbisu, there's lois sishchat. Chametz shekibel olav achrayis of a goy, possibly. Again, I threw a lot of information at you. For sure there's a lo yiroa on lois sishchat of a goy, on chametz shekibel olav achrayis of a goy. Questionable if there's tashbisu and if there's lois sishchat. The Shai Gazari zigzagging, it says there isn't tashbisu, but there is lois sishchat. Nish gazel bezach. Shai Gazari mutches on this a lot. Reb Osher says on this in Moira D'Kavart. He says like this. He says, catch on. It's not that the Gedarim have to be the same. The Gedarim are very much different. The location is different. What kind of chametz? You know, I had another one. I wasn't sure. The Olam has the idea. Is there nuksha? Is there tashbisu on nuksha? And is there lois sishchat on nuksha? I don't know about it. Are you positive that it's the same Gedarim? I don't know. It's a challenge. Find out. Get me information. Is there lois sishchat on nuksha? Is there tashbisu on nuksha? Again, but it would be a problem at this. So Zakhar Bashar is like, Avada, you can find me a situation of a chametz, the state the chametz is in, the place, the location where the chametz is in. That's all fine. But chronologically, when is chametz bad? On Tu B'Shvat, chametz is not bad. Unless it's over all of last year's Pesach. When does chametz start being bad? Well, for sure for the 7 days. But does it start becoming a Shlechta Zach already a few hours early? Maybe a day before, 2 days before, 6 hours, 4 hours? On that detail, on my Rava, there's a Tzushtel. If Leis Yisrael chametz says that you're not allowed to Shechta Karban Pesach, and once this man Shechitas Chatzois, you're not allowed to have chametz, yeah, that could be right, that Tashbisu also, this man starts from Chatzois. I'm not saying that the Gedarim have to mamash be Gnoi, synchronized. Avada their chaluk. Shai Gazari dramatically finds, location-wise, they don't even overlap. Lois sishchat, I said this already, right? It's only in the Azara. Tashbisu is only in your house. Even Reb Chaim Moshe's Einfeld, he found one case in the Azara in your pocket. He, I found the case. It doesn't mean they don't always overlap. There's a big sugi about that in Beitza. Let's assume that. You know what? Yes, but I'll even... You're 2 minutes ahead, but Beis Shammai holds that Tashbisu is only on a Kaisevis. I mentioned the ones already. Beis Shammai holds Tashbisu is only on a Kaisevis. Leis Sishchat is only on a Kaisevis. The reason the Gemara makes that Chiluk of Beis Shammai is because it says Sa'or. It's a Sugin Beitza. Not the same Gedarim. Tashbisu is on a Kaisevis. Leis Sishchat is even on a Kaisevis. I know the Shir might not be the same, the size, the location. Over just one basic element thing. The time when does the clock strike that now chametz is a bad thing? When is chametz a bad thing? From Leis Sishchat, I'm able to see that it's from Chatzos. Now, there's a moiridik chiddush in the Rosh Yosef. It was in yesterday's Maror Chaim. I want to speak it out. I alluded to it yesterday, but I don't want to put it on the table and talk about it as a topic. I mentioned, there are two pesukim, Rabbi Yosef. There's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Leis Sishchat al chametz, and another one, Leis Sishchat al chametz. The Shai Gazari, in yesterday's Maror Chaim, elaborates on that it's takatu psukim. There's takatu different dinim. What is the din personal? If your chabura of carbon pesach shechted the carbon at 4:15, mitzad what I'm talking about right now, I couldn't care if you had chametz at 3 or even at 4:14. But if your chabura had shechted at 4:15, and when the chabura shechted, the shoychet, or maybe one of the balei ha chabura, bnei ha chabura, had chametz, there's a lav d'oraisa. Who's over the lav? The shoychet. Maybe the zayir kadam also. Maybe that ben chabura. Probably other bnei chabura that are innocent, not. But there's a lav. There's a havmin that the carbon becomes pasul, kamashlon that it's not. But that's an isser that kicks in at 4:15. For the record, I cleared this yesterday. I want to clear it again. To avoid this problem, that you shouldn't be over the lav, you have to destroy the chametz at 3:58? Well, no, as long as they tell the shaykh, don't chef, there's a ben chabura that has chametz. So he says, no problem, he's starting to, you have to wait another 17 minute delay? Well, we cleared the whole time about the 17 minute delay thing. Are you allowed to do it from before? I don't know, like, I'll be the sishkan, I don't know. But that's we had a diak in Rashi, a stira minei bein Rashi. I talk, I don't have a problem. It's light, yeah, because at 4:17 it's lightly toasted only. It's quite tasty. You put margarine, it melts, it's very good. Yeah? At 4:15 the guy shechted. At 4:15 the guy struck a match, but at 4:17, 18, 19, even at 4:31, it's still very, very well done, but not charcoal. We're going with the 17 minute system. You can talk about other numbers, but that's the numbers we're going with. And I'm talking honestly, Clarence, how you talking that you won't be able to sishchet as long as he struck the match? This is the Sfirim and Eivein Rashi. I talked about it. Rashi says, Chol chad v'chad kishochet. Yevair samuch l'shchitasay ma'at, a little bit before, I don't know how much before, and then he says, and therefore if you wait until teisha is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the ninth hour, yevarenu b'teisha at 2 o'clock. Yevarenu b'teisha means at 1:43, 17 minutes before. I don't know, I'm clearing the shaykh. But that's one pasuk. Stop the shaykh, sorry, there's another pasuk. What's the other pasuk for? Not for the 4:15 thingy, there's something else going on. That starting from zman shchita, which is chatzois, there's already usur to have chametz. Well, you don't have chametz at that time. Now, the big klal was, so that's megala, that tashbisu starts from chatzos, and bal yirah from chatzos, and that whole stickle? Well, no, as we insisted, tashbisu is like this at 7 p.m. There happens to be a different issue. Comes the Rosh Yosef, and the Rosh Yosef is different. He doesn't want to use both psukim. He has a cheshbon. He wants to use all in the same pasuk. And he says in the same pasuk, there's a lav that at 4:15 you shouldn't have shech the carbon with chametz. There's also another thing that from chatzos already you can't have chametz. He says, why? There's an overlap. You anyways can't have chametz. He says, I'm going to speak it out klar. Bittul! You're allowed to do bittul chametz. What's bittul? Machloikis! Rashi says it's a kiyum of tashbisu, sort of. It becomes dirt, or insignificant, or rubbish, or various other pshatim. Taisa says it's hefker, but there's a thing called bittul chametz. We've been going the whole time. Me and I write, so you invite your friend, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, third day of Kol HaMoed, and he sees this chametz all over your house, and you ask him, Rav Yig, what's doing? He says, bittul. Says this Rosh Yosef. In order not to be over the lav of l'sishchar al chametz, in order not to be over the lav of l'sishchar al chametz, that the shaykhit, or one of the bnei chabura has chametz, and if it's 4:15 and you're shechting the carbon, you're going to have chametz. Bittul doesn't help. Reb Zev brought it up yesterday in a connection. That's why we alluded to it. Bittul doesn't help. This is a chiddush of the Rosh Yosef. Bittul doesn't help. Only physically destroying it. You have to taka physically destroy the chametz in order to avoid being over the sishcha. Otherwise, you're going to be over. It's bittul. And I have a simple question.
Why does it say daraisa bittul sagi?
Midaraisa bittul sagi for bal yiran tashbisu, not for the sishcha.
So you're not good with daraisa bittul.
The chayra bittul alone is not good because for leishishcha, anyone that's going to be a member of a Karban Pesach has to make sure that at least between 4:15 and 5:30 till the zrika, or maybe the haktar zemrim, afterwards get more chametz. But at the time when you're from shchita till the haktar zemrim, you can't have chametz. Maybe there's hetar mechira, meaning the 3 o'clock chabura guy gives it to the 4 o'clock chabura guy. Swap. Now I have one simple question: what's the one? The Olam has to know this. What's the one place in Mishnayos where Chazal in Mishnah brought the musak of bittul? I know the Gemara says in Kama Mekaynis 3 actually. The bittul b'almasaki. Where's the one place the Mishnah says bittul? Ha daf mem tes. Yeah, I know. Ha hoy lech lishchay yes pischay. The lam les benoy. The nizgar yes chametz today. So mevat loy believer. Because otherwise, what? You're gonna go home and destroy it. Then you won't be able to shech the carbon pesach and mal benoy. Therefore. Avada, preferably, is physically destroyed, but if you have no choice because you're on the way, Lishchay des Pischay v'lom ales benoy, what do? Bittul. And then, what do you do? Bittul. It's before Chatzos, obviously. You can't do bittul after Chatzos. And then you continue on to shecht your carbon Pesach. How are you going to shecht your carbon Pesach? You have chametz.
After the bris, you'll go back and destroy it.
No, the case of the Nishni is that it's Mavadar on it.
Never,
no,
never.
Yeah, not back before Pesach. What? Oh, it was an Issa Megulgelis. That's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, and if you mevatel an Issa Megulgelis, then there's no Rosh Yosef. What a chiddush. If you mevatel a dough that's not chametz yet, then there's no Rosh Yosef yet. I can hear that. Later on, when I'm shechting it, it did turn into chametz. It's 18 minutes later. By 4:15, it's a lot. Stamos ain't a kasha on the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef is a hard concept. He's saying that even though you did bittul, there's still a problem. Well, it's not chametz. It's hard to swallow that already. But you're saying an extra bigger chiddush. Rabbi Zev is saying a chiddush that if you mevatel it before it was chametz, then there's no Rosh Yosef. I don't know. I hear a thought.
Isn't the lashon that it was chametz based?
Meniskas, yes, the chametz beveis. Yeah, the isim of Gogels was by the Talmud Yosef with the rabbi. Yes, correct. You'll pick it up with him. But my shayla is like this now. Again, how could the Rosh Yosef say a fascinating chiddush as it is that bittul is not kol yochel for the loisishchad? Bittul doesn't help for loisishchad. Everyone has to destroy the chametz for the hour and a half that you're chabura shechting carbon pesach. You better make sure that no one has chametz. Really, not literally, not physically. Literally. But the one case the Mishnah says is bittul. So I have three terutzim. One second, Dagon appreciates the kasha.
I mean, what is he supposed to do? Maybe he can't fix that, but at least he should do bittul.
He shouldn't shecht the carbon. He shouldn't shecht. He should wait for Pesach Sheni. So the emes is that's my third teretz. I'm going in the wrong order. My third teretz is yes, he should shecht. He has chametz. He's being oiver, but less breiro. That's what the chaloyse say. And he shechts the carbon Pesach in spite of the fact that he has chametz in his house, even though the bittul didn't help. That's my third teretz. Yeah, one second. Yeah.
It's good for the other
bittul. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's good for everyone else, and it will be good for, and that's what he should do.
Even if he has his own
chabur. We're talking about his chabur now.
Even if there's no other people in the
chabur,
it's not. You have to
shun. Yeah. He's saying the other people won't have a problem. Could I even think of another Terrence? I thought of a Moiritic Terrence. The guy lives in Bnei Brak. You don't get it.
So
he lives in Bnei Brak. What? It's not in Yerushalayim, it's not in the Azara. There's no Leis Tishchat. When he remembered that he had chametz in his house, what was his problem? Not the Leis Tishchat. The chametz is in Bnei Brak. But he has to take care of Tashbis and Bal Yiro. Since he has a very pressing matter to go chef the carbon Pesach and Malas kid, so he does Bittul. The Rosh Yosef only said Bittul doesn't help the Leis Tishchat if the chametz is in Yerushalayim or in the Azara. That the Tikva will work for this also. It's not a
That's the real answer.
It's a good answer, but that's the answer. It's the best answer. I have another answer. Chometz of a goy that you are makabel achrayis. There's lois tishchat? Questionable. There's tashbisu? Questionable. If there is tashbisu and there's not lois tishchat, there's another terrence to the case. That's the kind of... He remembered that he has chometz of not, but you keep all of achrayis in his house. That's what he remembered. But you know what? Just to fear the sois, because there were those that wanted to say that taka, even though you know you have chometz and you weren't mevatlin and it's taka probably, tishchat, shech the carpet anyways. I have a question for the oil, a basic thing. Listen to a case. Basics. And it's a mugging of rum, machlaik is mugging of rum, Rabbi Kedeger. Ha'hoylech lishchadis pischoy. Listen to a case. Don't tell me it's a Mishnah. Ha'hoylech lishchadis pischoy. V'lomeles benoy. V'nizkash yesh lichametz bebeisoy. And it's 2:00 in the afternoon. What should he do? You know what he does? Anyone know? Yeah, you know what he does? Can't do bittul, it's 2:00 in the afternoon. Can't do bittul after the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going when he was before his mom. What does he do? The Morgan Avram says, go home and burn the chametz. Forget about the bris milah. Tashbisu is kol rega v'rega, and it's a more pressing matter. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, and for carbon pesach, if you don't back up the carbon pesach, it's karas. And therefore, the chorus will override. And it's not meduyik in the Mishnah that Pesach and Milah would have different gedor. I know the Mishnah is going in a case when it was before Chatzos. But whatever is meduyik, what you would do after Chatzos, it's not mistaber. There should be a chilek. You know what I'm asking? Okay.
Really?
What? No. Can't be matzah. It's not his. Also, by no. Do what after Pesach? Yeah, but it won't be Yom HaShmini. We're talking about Yom HaShmini. He's losing out on Yom HaShmini. It's Machloekes Rabbi Kiveger. Halacha l'maisa. 2:00. There's a niskash yesh lechametz bebeisai. Ha'iluch lamal benoi. Machloekes Rabbi Kiveger. Okay, there's a lot more to do. The next step is like this. 4:15, you shechted your carbon Pesach. If you're the shoich or one of the members of the Bnei Chabura have chametz, it's a problem. The Zerik Asam also. By the way, it's the first thing about it. The Zerik Asadam is also it. Now, there's also Akhtaris Amorim. When are you mocked to the Amorim? The parts of the carbon that goes on the Mizbeach. When's the deadline?
Halois.
There's a halacha. If the Amorim are on top of the Mizbeach. Come on, Zvach. This is a Minchas Chinuch, I think we put it in the Marmukhamis. If the Amorim are on the Mizbeach, on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, there's no expiration date. It's a fascinating thing. There's no lino for Rosh Hashanah's bath. So listen to a case. It's Hey'ir. It's Hey'ir. And there's Amrim of a carbon Pesach that was never burnt yet. It's legit. It's still up there. It hasn't been burned yet. There's no expiration. You can be mocked to those Amrim. There's no lina. Normally there's lina, shkia, the next day. I'll always hold the door when you're not allowed to burn. But that's not when it's Rosh Hashanah's bath. But Rosh Hashanah's bath, there's no lina. So you can be mocked to the Amrim of a carbon. That's a Gemara. Klar's the Minchas Chinuch. It's Hey'ir. And you're about to be mocked to the Amrim. Someone sees, what's here? Oh, there's a tavit, you know, there's a little, the barcode says, this is Amrim of a carbon Pesach. From this year, from 22 days ago. There's no Haktorah, why is Hashem's Beach, Haktorah? The guy says, make sure everyone in the Chabura doesn't have chametz. Make sure everyone in the Chabura doesn't have chametz. If someone in the Chabura has chametz, not chametz Shavuot of the Pesach, no.
Chametz now.
Yeah, Nitcham Acher, Lach, Tavshin Beibo. But this Klar is the Minchas Chinuch. Daniel didn't see the Minchas Chinuch. Haktoras Amarin doesn't have a deadline. As long as it was already on the Rosh Hashanah's Beach. Klar is the Minchas Chinuch. So there's going to be a lot that you shouldn't do the Haktoras Amarin. Make sure first that the Makdir and or anyone else in the Chabura doesn't own Chametz in the Azara or in Yerushalayim. He says, crazy, on Hey Ear, you're not allowed to have Chametz. He says, one second. According to Rav Shimon, what's the din? When you allowed to eat chametz? On Erev Pesach?
Yeah.
And especially like the Balamar, 6:58, you're allowed to eat chametz? And still, Lo Sishchat, there's a din Lo Sishchat. How could it be Lo Sishchat? It's something it's mutter to eat. A little bit different, you know, Pesach is coming the next few hours. You know, but that's his true stuff. And another one he has. Pesach Sheni, there's Lo Sishchat on Pesach Sheni. Aye. There's a tzad, you're allowed to have me, you're allowed to have chametz, but the Mishas the Avoida. So, Kler's the Mechas Chinuch. Are we going to take it that far? That the Haktoras Amarim, that is taking place on Hey'ir, but it's an Amarim of a carbon Pesach.
Even if you were open Lina, isn't it still a question? I mean, why does he make the case where it's Roish and you're not open?
No, because you can't do Lina. Otherwise, you can never be mapped to Amarim more than 24 hours later.
Oh, so you, once
it's
you're once you're at Lina, there's no more. Oh.
Yeah, it's possible. It's Plume Doshin. You have to take it down and burn it by Mechutz Lazor. We're talking about that. There's a thing. One more, we're going to start Rabbi Kiva's, no, two more things actually. We're going to start Rabbi Kiva also, Ezra Hashem B'li Neder, but the first thing I want to talk about. There's a diak in the Taisus Yontif. I already mentioned, but I don't think we said it was in the Taisus Yontif. Does Baal Yiroh start from Chatzois? Hadvarim Atikin, that the Rambam is Meduyik in Paragimel Allah Chachas, that if you don't do Bidu before his Ma'an, you're going to be having Baal Yiroh right away. And the Rabbi says, no, Baal Yiroh is only at night. And we have Rashi. Rashi on Daf Dalit says, Baal Yiroh from Chatzois. Rashi on Baba Kama Chavtes. Baal Yiroh from Chatzois. Fresh Toisus Yontif. There's a stira from Rashi in Pesachim Samach Gimel. Quickly, we'll speak out this Rashi. We know that if you shech the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, and a member of the Chabura has chametz, there's a lav of Leisishchar al chametz. But the Gemishta continues. It's not only on Pesach. Not only on Erev Pesach. The entire 7 days of Pesach. If you makrev any carbon, a guy is makrev an adava, an oil, a shlamim. You makrev karbanis on the 7 days of Pesach. Not a carbon Pesach, an oil or a shlamim. If you own chametz, someone that owns, the Baal of carbon owns, it doesn't have to be a whole chabur, one guy. If the Baal of carbon owns chametz, he's also like a loy sishchat. It's a machlekes tanaim, but that's how the Mishnah passes. Not only is there loy sishchat al chametz of the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, there's also loy sishchat all 7 days of Pesach. And Rashi adds, on the 7 days, besides the Baal Yiroh that you anyways have. Says the Taisus Yontif, can you look at the Rashi? On Erev Pesach, the Mishnah says, if you're going to shech, when you have chametz, you're ever like sishchat. No commentation on Rashi. And if you also shech any carbon during the 7 days, you're also ever like sishchat. Adds Rashi, besides the boot that you're going to have Baal Yiroh. Says the Taisus Yontif, it's the chstar from Duyuk in Rashi, that there's no Baal Yiroh on Erev Pesach, and it's a steer to the other Rashis. And we already said, Rav Asher's Torah, that Rashi doesn't mean there's really Baal Yiroh, it's just a tashbisu. In the Chedushi Rav Leib, he says a vort. A sharp kite. He says, he's chaylog on a Taisus Yontif. He says, it's not true. Avada this Baal Yiroh on Erev Pesach also. Avada. This Baal Yiroh from Chatzos. Rashi all over. Rashi didn't have to say it then. When you're shechting a carbon Pesach, the lav of Leisishchat, Kufa says, this is the carbon I'm talking about, and there's a lav to have chametz, and chametz is a bad thing, and therefore it's a problem if you have it. But when you're shechting a carbon oila or a carbon shlomim, when you're shechting oila, there's no issue of chametz. How are you saying that there's a leisishchat? Rashi has to tickle you and say, listen, there's Baal Yiroh, so it's bad. And the minute you can have leisishchat also. Erev Pesach, Shkoyach, this Bal Yerodin also. You don't need to stress it. The Leisishchan Alein is built in. The Karban Pesach has a din that it's not allowed to have chametz, and therefore if it is, you're over the laugh. You don't need to mention, Vashteitzach, Man Bechashmei, of course this Bal Yerodin. Listen, the Tosfos Yontif and the Ganze Welt before this Knesset Rebbe Levi went differently. The woman died to Rashi, the nigga we said, on Pesach, you're over the Bal Yerodin. One more topic, Bemis, we're not going to do justice to this topic, it's a big topic, but one headline of it. When is this man of Shechting Karban Pesach? Bein Harbayim. When does Bein Harbayim start? Chatzois. How do you know? Rashi says, because that's when the sun starts going down. Bemis is theorist in Rashi. I don't know, Rabbi Wander was all involved in this today, that that it could be only a half hour later the sun starts setting. But the emes is that Bein Harbayim means as the sun is starting heading, the second half of the day, the sun is starting heading its way down. There's one Tana, the Heiliger Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseirah. Fascinating chiddush. It's a sugi in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches. I gave a Maramokim on it, and it's also a Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Yudeis, and a few other places. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseirah reads the words to mean Bein Harbayin between the night of yesterday and the night of today. Meaning, when does this man of shechting a Karban Pesach start? From Alois HaShachar. Kacha, that's the Emes Nedin. If you shech the Karban Pesach after Alois HaShachar on Yudalad, it's Yoytze. It's a Karban Pesach. Good to go. Don't eat it till the night. The Achil is at night, but the Shechita, whereas everyone else holds the Shechita only starts from Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah holds the Zman, Shechitas Karban Pesach starts from the morning, period. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah Shechita. It has a lot of other repercussions, like I'll be piddled, and if a guy does a Shalom, the Shema, and a different Karban. I'm not going about all that things. Fact is, though, he says, Bein Harbayim starts in the morning.
That's, he doesn't hold the Tamid thing, if that's his
thing? No, he doesn't hold the Tamid thing. You can check the Karban Pesach before the Tamid. You can't. You know what? I don't know if you can check it before the Tamash Bein Arbayim. No, that's a good point. I don't think you can check it before the Tamash Bein Arbayim, but that's because of a different din, that there's a din of Olel, that you can't check anything before the Tamash. Tosfos, Lekamon, that Kufches says, bottom line, even though you're allowed to check the Karban Pesach from the morning, Lemaisi, you shouldn't check the Tul Chatzos. Because you shouldn't be checking the Karban Pesach when people have chametz, and in the morning, people still have chametz. You hear that? In the morning, people still have chametz. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, but if you have a chabura and you're a whole Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah d'gnei chabura, and personally you, the members of the chabura and the shayfet, will get rid of their chametz on a personal level, and they won't do bittul because they want to be machmir the Rosh Yosef, so they'll physically destroy it or make sure it's not in Yerushalayim. Why can't you go shech lechatchila? What does Taisus mean? What? Oh, that's the word. One second. Excellent. Let me just speak at the Rishash. Taisus says, Avagad the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah like Machshir ele b'diavad. Avad the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah is only b'diavad. Lechatchil avad it's asur to shech the carbon tul chatzois because the leisishchav kicks in at chatzois. Frek the Rishash, what do you mean? Because people have chametz. If you chabura count, check every member of the chabura and the shaytul, and make sure they don't have chametz and go for it. The teretz is toisus means no, but the balt that's not the din. But why is it not the din? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah also holds of achalak. And this is a machlekes v'shoyin, and there's a Tosfos Rashba here, and a Yerushalmi, I want to speak out. Tosfos Rosh brings it also. Then maybe fakert. Maybe the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, you could shech karban from the morning. And he doesn't hold of achalak. He doesn't hold of achalak. He holds the stars from the morning. More than that, the Yerushalmi brings, there was a man diomer that Rav Sheshes used to fast every year of Pesach. And the Gemara wants to know why he fasted. Some say it's the source for the din of Tainas B'chayrim. Tosfos talks about it over there on Kuf Ches. But the Yerushalmi brings one shot and says, no. In fact, Rav Sheshes didn't fast. Potatoes he ate. Meat and potatoes he ate. What it means he didn't eat on Erev Pesach is that he didn't eat from the morning, mind you. He didn't eat chametz and he didn't eat matzah. Matzah he didn't eat, because kala eichel matzah Erev Pesach, kilo bayla rusasa. Chametz he didn't eat, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah holds, his man shechivah is ready for the morning, and there's no acholah. So it's tak osa to have chametz from the morning. Fakir, it's tak osa to have chametz from the morning. But I'm not sure this means it's osa to have or osa to eat. You have to work out the more fine of details. What about kolchad v'chatishok? Afterwards, yeah. From 10 to 12. After your chabura finished doing even haktaras emrim at 10, yeah, they finished even the haktaras, they didn't wait for heyer. They did the haktaras emrim at 10. Can you now go by, rebuy comments? That's a fascinating shayla.
When do you do it?
Shal ben arbayim or shal shachar?
Ben arbayim and shal shachar. You learned that the whole thing is shal shachar?
Yeah, he goes from shachar. Yeah. Different setup. It's a whole different setup. It's a whole different setup. We are going to start Rabbi Kiva. The Braisa is quoted, and again, in the Mechilta is actually quoted from Rabbi Yonason. I think they bring that on the side over here. In the Mechilta it says Rabbi Yonason, yeah? Rabbi Kiva, my man, Einoit Sarech. Harei Yoimarach, by Yoimarishat Hasbisus Arme Betechem. Uksiv Kamalach Alaysasu. Umatino Lakarashi Amalach. Now, this is not the first time we did this, but we're going to do it again, and it's very important. When you open the Chumash, the emesis, Shutai Shel Mikro would tell you, Shivas Yomim from Tesvav to Chafalif. The Chametz v'Nichrasa Miyom Harishai, Hadiyom Ashvi, from Tesvav to Chafalit. And when does Tesvav start? 7 p.m. Ungenoi. Avdem zok to Gemara, but those fancy words, Ach, Vayim Harishon Tashvisu, don't say that it means, oh, at 7 p.m. when the first of the 7 days start. No, I'm telling you, get ready. Wow, a new shot. It's going to be from Chatzois of Yodal. Where did you get that? Well, I can tell you there's a pasuk in Eiv that Rishon means the day before, and a play on words that Rishon Yudalit means Yudalit. I can tell you a lot of things, but what's forcing you? Now, Abaya said he had a stira, and Rava said Lashishcha, and all kinds of things. Comes to Akiva, and I want to clear everything away, and Minchas Chinuch does this, and everyone does it. It's a basic thing. Every single sheet that you do, and now we're up to Rabbi Akiva slash Rabbi Yanison. We'll get to Rabbi Yossi Aglidi as well tomorrow. But every one of the sheets, you have to always ask yourself the same question. He does not hold up any of the other proofs. And let's front center put it down. Why is Rabbi Akiva not bothered by Abaya's problem? Rabbi Akiva says, I have a problem. How can you tell me that you do Tashbisu at 7 p.m.? That means, Tatakim to Hank from Shiel, Farah laid on the kittel, he takes the chametz, and he burns the chametz, and he does Tashbisu, and it takes 17 minutes, and then he continues on with the karpas and the whole thing and the zalzvah. So everything's, what's the problem? So Rabbi Akiva says, okay, I have one problem. My problem is that it's also to do Malach on Yom Tov. And the Gemara is going to get involved. Maybe do the beer chametz a different way, throw it to the water. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to use the chametz gufa as fuel for cooking your soup for the sake of Tosis ass. We're going to talk about all that. But Rabbi Akiva says, my problem is fire on Yom Tov. And the kasha is, why is your problem only fire on Yom Tov? Why aren't you worried about Bal Yirah? And again, I'm sorry for doing this to you, but 7 o'clock, I'm not even talking at if it's Shkir Benesh Masha, 7 p.m. And it takes 17 minutes to burn the chametz. Rabbi Akiva is from the Chevra that says you're supposed to do it at 6:43 or at 7 p.m. Let me make this very clear. Abaya, Gufa said that was his shtickl Torah that we have a 17-minute discrepancy crisis. Tashbisu says you can start at 7. But Bal Yirah says you better be finished by 7 and therefore start at 6:43. That was the problem. Now, when Rabbi Akiva says, that doesn't bother me. I'm just dealing with the fire on Yontif. Why? Was he a... Was he a 6... But what was Rabbi Akiva? Was he a 6:43, Nick? Or was he a 7 o'clock? Like, you know, when we did the sugya then, we said there's an option that maybe Tashbisu and Bal Yirah both start at 6:43. Maybe Tashbisu also says, get out of Prifron before. Rabbi Akiva can't be that because you're allowed to make a fire at 6:43. You're allowed to make a fire at 6:43. If you're allowed to make a fire at 6:43, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a problem with a fire either. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva's holding that Bal Yirah and Tashbisu both start at 7 p.m. Why? Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Tashbisu means to be mashbisit, strike the match, and let it be slowly, lightly toasted, major toasted, totally toasted, and finally, 7:17, it's going to be, at 7:04 and 7:16, there's still chametz in your house. Mechazra olivar, Rabbi Akiva's going with that. That's not bothering him. So what, the problem is you can't make a fire. The problem is what's with the Ramban. This is a crucial problem. A crucial problem. The Ramban said that the yisoid of Tashbisu is that it should be mushbis by, not be mashbis, it should be mushbis by. Meaning it should be finished by 7. So look at now in our new system that it's from 12, it should be mushbis by 12. And in the half meter here, it should be mushbis by 7. So why can't you make the fire at 6:43? What was Rabbi Akiva's problem? Why doesn't he just say that it should be mushbis by 7 and therefore make the fire at 6:43? I'm not saying to make the fire at 10 o'clock in the morning or even 3 in the afternoon. But do it exactly at 6:43 and it will be mushbis by 7. I want to end with two more questions that we're going to have to deal with. Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. You know when Makrav Karbonis in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos? When Makrav Karbonis in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. Why? It's not even Esa Zecheloysa. Say what? What's the reason? What? Azoy Zog the Torah. Tanacha, if the Torah Zogt, as the Tata Kumt and Heim von Shiel, I'm going to read the Pasuk. Tata Kumt and Heim von Shiel, and he far laked on the Kittel, Nemte the chametz, and if I rent the chametz, that's what he's supposed to do. No, Eichel Nefesh is another kasha. That's a nice kasha also. That l'chayra, since you can't eat the carbon pesach if you have chametz, so push it, burning the chametz is a tzorech of Eichel Nefesh. That's an Ein Falafel kasha. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So, but I'm asking a much more basic kasha. The Torah says, this is what the Torah says. The Torah says, be makrif to meet them on Shabbos. And the Torah says, you're giving me a somersault that it's going to mean that 6 hours earlier, and Tashbisu means the day before, and the pasuk in Eiv says prior. Well, what are you talking about? The Torah says to do it. Another kasha, Frektus Vasemis. Another kasha, Frektus Vasemis. How does Rabbi Akiva know you have to dafka burn the chametz? There are plenty of ways to destroy the chametz that won't involve Chil Shabbos. Crumble it up, throw it to the water, give it to the dogs, all kinds of things. The Gemara says that you see, Rabbi Akiva holds Reifa. Where's the Makar that Rabbi Akiva holds Reifa? Where's the makar that Rabbi Kiva holds right from? Where does Rabbi Kiva learn that story? From Noy. No, the Gemara says it, but the Gemara says, where does he learn it now? From Noyser. From Noyser. So you have a dilemma here. You're learning Chumash. We're Chazal. We're learning Chumash. And the Tosa says, Ach B'yam Rishon Tashbis. And we start saying Kassas. One second. Ach B'yam Rishon Tashbis. So I have a crisis. How could you make a firing on this? Efshad Doshnei? No, Doshnei. Noyser tells me to burn it. So you clap the cup in the van, Noyser tells you to burn it. And then what do? Because you're forced into this. Oh, Rishon means the day before. You know, it says Shnei Tmidim Kisidron on Shabbos. Yeah, Shnei Tmidim. Maybe even Makar them on Friday. You know, they asked Rav Kanievsky if you're allowed to play basketball on Shabbos. He said, what's that? He said, you know, you put the ball in the basket. He says, better put the ball in the basket on Erev Shabbos. You avoid the problem. The Torah says, be Makar on Shabbos. Come in a single Torah, no, it means the day before. No, the Torah says. But more than that, over here the Torah says to destroy the Chametz. Noisar is telling you to burn it. Efshe back out on that and keep Yom Rishon the first day. Where are you pushing that Rishon should mean the day before? There's ways out of this. The Torah says to do it. The don't use Noisar. The other way, give it to the dogs, throw it to the water. And then Tosis comes with a ninth foul. Use the Chametz as the fuel for the fire with the cookie soup for the Oichel Nefesh. All of these and more we're going to deal with tomorrow, Beis Rishon.
I think the more Tosis Yom is, where does the whole Eichel Nefesh start from? The whole Eichel Nefesh starts from is that we know that there's Eichel Nefesh on Yom Kippur. Oh, Elamai!
No, Teresis. No, no, there is
Eichel Nefesh.
No,
but Teresis.
There is
Eichel Nefesh. Shvitz Yom Kippur is getting rid of Chametz. The whole Yom Kippur is getting rid of Chametz.
I got you.